Jeffrey, you know Glenn. What has sparked your attention?
Just the givingness of the man. He's always got a smile, he's always happy, and he just loves to give. And he gives for free. He gets these teddy bears and he tells people he gets them from the teddy bear orphanage. He won't tell where his source is. 4,000 he's given away already in the last 2 years. That's just out of his own pocket and his time and his love for the people of Murfreesboro and the children and the mothers. And
you've gotten to witness some of these giving trips, if you would.
Oh, yeah. There's a rehab place here in town, which is a lot of Alzheimer patients. It's also rehab for joint surgery. My sister had hip surgery. She was in there for rehab. She was in a room for two, and the lady on the other side of the room, Mary, I think was her name, she had Alzheimer's, mm-hmm. and she was in and out of being there. Disappear mentally, and then she'd come back. And when she came back, they could have a conversation. During all that time that my sister was there, nobody ever came to visit her. She was always sitting in her chair with her head hung down. It was just on her chest. And Glenn came in, and he brought her a teddy bear. And she grabbed that teddy bear. And Jackie told me she hugged it, and it was with her all the time. It was like her mother instinct came out, mm-hmm. and this was her child. You'd see, as he passed out more around there, I'd see the ladies and even the men in their wheelchairs sitting in the halls, because that's what Alzheimer patients do. They sit in the halls, and they argue, or just be quiet, or talk to themselves, or they're in their beds, but they're holding their teddy bears or their little animals. I'd like to go back and talk about a few things. Glenn didn't mention that, maybe he should have. He mentioned he was in the missile program. He had a very high security clearance, extremely high, higher than his bosses. So he tells joyous stories of how he could not tell where he was going because it was top secret. So when he went to, Area 51. He's been to Area 51 and he can't speak about it. So he would get an order to go to Area 51. All he could do was write down the nearest town. He could not write on his papers Area 51. So he wrote Las Vegas. So his boss would always get on him and say, "What are these boondoggles you're doing going to Las Vegas all the time? I'm going to deny this one." And Glenn says, "Go ahead and deny it." So his boss denied it. And a few hours later, it was the colonel's called, the general's called, and the boss said, "You're going to Las Vegas."
So even his own boss did not realize he was not really going to Vegas. He was going somewhere close by that was top secret.
Absolutely. But he could never mention where he was going to his boss.
I couldn't put down the name of the military installation. It had to be the name of the city. And the purpose of the trip was special assignment for the U.S. government. And that just blew my boss's mind.
Because his boss didn't have as high a security as he did. Well, maybe he's too proud to tell you, but his relatives were on the Mayflower. He is a Mayflower descendant, and he's got the credentials to prove it. All the paperwork had to be proved and everything. And he can go back through time, and in his genealogy, he sees that number two man to George Washington. Nathaniel Green is one of his relatives. He was the number two man for George Washington. Oliver Perry, he's got 26, did you say?
27 members of the family fought in the American Revolution.
Just in the Revolution alone.
So 27 members of Glenn's family fought in the American Revolution.
Yeah.
Plus members in the Revolution, a whole world of history that he's lived through. He saw the Hindenburg. It sailed over their grade school, and they were allowed out of class to run outside and see the Hindenburg. And it went over their heads, and then it exploded when it landed in...
Crashed and burned in Lakehurst, New Jersey.
You didn't see the Hindenburg crash. You saw it fly over your school in amazement.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, 3 hours later, it's gone. This would be, I guess, in comparison or similar to in 1984 when those who were 40 years old were in elementary school and they were watching TV and they saw the Challenger explode.
Absolutely.
So the Hindenburg, that would be a similar experience for a lot of people, yeah. We have been talking to U.S. Marine World War II veteran Glenn King and his friend, who was talking all about him in a positive way, Jeff Urchell, who actually lives nearby Glenn King. If you'd like to hear more of this story and also listen to this interview, just go to WGNSradio.com, or you can also go to smalltownbigworld.com. This is Scott Walker reporting.